that she had hanging on the door, and it was big. And the boys slipped that out and brought it over to our house, and we stuffed it full of rags. We went upstairs. Mama didn't know we were doing it. We stuffed it full of rags, and we tied a rope around his head. And we were sitting out. Oh, we were real nice, sitting on the front porch, and one of the boys climbed the elm tree, and just as this colored boy was walking down the street, he dropped this clown down on his shoulder. And that poor man started running, and he didn't quit for a mile. It nearly scared him to death. He thought I ain't had him. And Mama wouldn't let us do that anymore. She was afraid we'd give someone a heart attack.
Give somebody a heart attack. That's possible. Well, hold on. You might have used the attic. Where would you store things that you didn't, that you didn't want to throw away, but you didn't want to use right then, like heavy furniture?
Mama had a blanket chest. It wasn't really what. It was bigger than a blanket chest. It was a big chest that someone had made that would hold anything that we didn't have hanging in the closet. And we kept it in that chest. And it would also hold our blankets. It was a huge chest. She didn't have any trunks or cedar chest. But we all had our own closets, and then she had the chest that held our out-of-season clothes.
And what about a storage room of any kind?
We didn't really have a storage room except out in the washroom.
And you used and, that kind of...
We didn't have a pack house like lots of people
a
had.
A pack house?
A pack house.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have really a storage room.
Well, what would you call... Like a lot of old worthless stuff that you were about to throw away.
What, our junk or our...
Yeah, junk. Did you call that? Did they use
we
that?
We called it junk. We called it junk. Now, during the Depression, when things really got tight, we would go up through the chest and pick out what we just absolutely wouldn't have anymore and take it out to the store. We had the original garage sales.
Oh, you did?
Back in the 30s. And we would take our old clothing and things in the store and all the money that we'd have to clear it by Mama before we could sell it. And we'd sell our dresses for a quarter. And one time we got Papa's good hat. It was his best hat and sold his hat. We didn't know that it was his best hat. We sold his best hat for a quarter and he looked and he looked for his hat and he couldn't find it. And we never did admit what happened to Papa's hat. But we didn't have... Papa had lots of fruit trees, and he raised a good garden. And we always had lots to eat, good foods. And up until the Depression, and I grew up, I was the only one that really hit the worst part of the Depression.
Because you were next to the youngest.
I was next to the youngest, and we had managed some way, somehow, for the rest of them. The older ones had it easy. They had plenty. They went to college.
They
and,
were beyond, right.
And now when the Depression hit, they had to come home and teach and do that kind of work. But and then when Marigal went to school, all of us were working but her, and we could help her get started. And I bought Marielle's class ring and I would buy the material, and Mother would make us dresses. But I would buy Marielle's clothes as much as I did my own.